Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry, freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation and Judith Robert and Tom Kapuscinskas from historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and the Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests Joe Martin Rickey and the Miracle Machine, including Sean Hoffman and John Baylor, a young new songwriter, Meg Robinson, musical director, John Baylor, the Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and me, your announcer, Brent Martin. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your radio host, the muse of Marshall County, the only guy who shines his shoes backwards with his teeth out, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. Won't be long till the river goes round. Won't be long till the river goes round, round and round. Well, thank you so much, and welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. I'm so pleased to have our guest announcer here today, Brent Martin. Brent is an architect par exemplar, an amazing guy who has done so much for the city of Plymouth and for this building that you're sitting in. You would not be sitting in it without Brent's assistance. So give him a nice hand.
Oh, well, thank you. George, you're being way too kind.
It's not true at all. And you're also a musician yourself.
Well, that's maybe being a little strong on the word, but yeah.
But you've written some songs.
I've done some little kids
played
songs
at our open mic before.
I've done open
your
mic.
Your daughter has
My
appeared
daughter's
at our
a musician,
open mic.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, so, Brent, it's so nice to have you here today.
It's great to be here, George.
Good. And it's great to have Joe Martin Rickey and the Miracle Machine here because with us. And, you know, we first heard Joe at an open mic. He came kind of breezing in the middle of winter, I think it was, and kind of took the room by storm. And now I was so pleased to find out this band had formed, and we're going to learn a little bit more about it. But, Joe, welcome to our stage.
Thank you, George. It's good to be here.
So great to have you here. Well, let's get you going on a song. Could we have a song?
Yeah, we'll do one. It's called Midnight Rodeo.
Okay, can't
okay?
wait.
There you go. One.
You and me and a midnight road, we make our own damn rodeo. We'll keep on riding till the clowns have all gone home. Well, I'm sick of my job and I'm sick of myself, sick of my hometown going down. Let's start the future in a pickup truck tonight. Could you be true? Is anyone good to you? Could you be true? Well, I'm pretty sure, darling, I'll be good for you. Come on, let's go on this road D-O. Midnight rodeo, we'll make it up, darling, as we go. We'll call your sister when we get to Cheyenne tomorrow. I've been thinking about things, I've been wondering about you. You carry more sorrow than you should have to. Now we got nothing but the road and time to talk it out. So tell me, baby, could you be true? Is anyone good to you? Is anyone true? Well, I know, little girl, I could be good for you. Let's start this show, this rodeo. TV, if you ever just dreamed that your childhood dreams could be. Oh, maybe Montana, maybe Idaho, maybe there's nothing down here to fill this hole. Maybe just someone who knows she needs a role. As much as me, could you be true? Anyone good to you? Could you be true? Well, I'm pretty sure, darling, I'll be good for you. Come on, let's go. Let's start this show. Well, come on, let's go now, darling. This road. Ooh. midnight rodeo. When we get up, darling, as we go, we start the future in a pickup truck
tonight. That sounds like something that just flew off the top 10. It's pretty amazing song.
Thank you, George.
Could you say a few things about how did you put this miracle machine? I'd like to know a little bit more about that name too, the miracle machine.
I wanted to play with Sean for a long time.
Right.
I knew John was musical, but I don't think I'd ever heard him play an instrument. I just went to his family's home probably 10 years ago to sing with them on a Sunday. His family is a very musical family, and they do shaped note singing, which is an old form of gospel singing.
Uh-huh.
And I took students on a field trip to John's family's house, where we spent a Sunday eating soup and singing shaped note songs, and it was really, really wonderful.
We spent more time singing than eating soup.
Yeah, we had some soup.
Seems like with all those S's and slurping, it might be hard to sing.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Sean. That was Sean for the radio audience. Yeah. He fancies himself a humorist. And anyway.
It's a long process. Lifelong pursuit.
Yeah. So, but I knew John more specifically because he was my student.
That's great. Now, what about Sean, though?
Sean, I'd heard a few times before in different bands that he had been in. I had a big gig in Fort Wayne sponsored by the National Public Radio station there, the WBOI.
Right.
Sean was playing in it with one of his bands called the Balrog. I opened it. They followed.
Oh, right.
And I had invited John to come. Sean was there, and I opened up, and then Sean's band played.
Yeah.
And then I played here. I had a gig here, and John was going to play with me, and I invited Sean to come.
Yeah.
I said, Sean, come on down. You know, I'll leave a ticket for you.
Right.
And he came early.
Well, part of that ticket was you said bring your fiddle because it might turn into a jam.
Might turn into a jam at the end.
Right.
And he got here early enough that we actually just came down here, the three of us, and ran through songs for about half an hour, and then went up and did a 2-hour concert.
Wow. I hate to segue to your beautiful song about eyes, but I'd like you to do that for me if you would,
okay.
Because that's when I first caught the Joe Rickey bug, hearing this song.
Well, Beautiful Eyes is rather new. Well, I mean, it's a year old now because I did it here back in November. But it was written in 2017. And it's about a real person who, and I think you get the idea through the song, I hope, that this person sells herself rather short, thinking that the only beautiful aspect of her life is her eyes and nothing else is worth anything. Kind of suicidal, as it were, in the song, or at least deeply depressed, and the song is about is a tribute to that person who is, of course, much more beautiful than just eyes.
She said, I can't come to dinner 'cause I forgot how to cry. And baby, baby, I just wanna die. Won't you come and see me and tell me goodbye? Won't you come and see me and my beautiful eyes? Got beautiful eyes. I got beautiful eyes. Ooh. I got beautiful eyes. I got beautiful eyes. Things have been done to me, and I've done some things. Feels a little better, baby, when I hear you sing. Sing the one about Franny. She touched all the light. Maybe sing one about my beautiful life. Got beautiful eyes. I got beautiful eyes. Just wanna die.
Thank you. Sean Ellsworth Hoffman on the fiddle, everyone.
Just
John Baylor on everything.
Great playing, John Baylor on that mandolin, and Sean. Just super. Hey, we're gonna have you back in the last part of the show. Thanks so much for showing up.
With support from Judith, Robert, and Tom Kapczynskas, and the Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of Wild Rose Moon, you are listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.